One of the books that I read when I was very young was handed to me by a man I respected a great deal. And in it, it was written by Napoleon Hill, and it was called Think and Grow Rich. And it wasn't a book about how to make money and how to get rich. It was really a book that was transformative when I read it at the age of 18, which taught how to have a deeper and a richer experience of life. And that the people who are able to have this deeper and richer experience of life were not necessarily those who did things the way they were told to do things. In fact, what they had that seemed to distinguish them more than anything else from those who didn't achieve a measure of success and inner peace in their lives was something that he called a burning desire. And this burning desire is something that I can identify with very, very strongly. I am just turned 61 years old. And at the age of 61, I can honestly say to you that I have never really in my life experienced something called scarcity. I grew up in a series of foster homes, and my life was not one of having things handed to me. I've had to earn whatever I've had to earn along the way, and I've done everything from drive delivery trucks and work as a cashier. I used to, as a doctoral student, ring out the groceries of my students that I was teaching and take their bags out and hope that my students would give me a tip. I mean, I've been out there working, all right, all my life. But one thing that I've known and I've experienced and I remember from looking at the lives of people who have been able to establish themselves as successful, if you will, is that they have this thing called a burning desire. And a burning desire is not like any other desire. I mean, all of us have desires. I mean, if you want to eat your dinner, you have to have a desire to go get the food, or move from one room to another, or put the food onto a plate and heat it up, or whatever. Desire just comes with being human, being living in a human body. A burning desire is something very different. A burning desire is like having an inner candle flame that never flickers. Though the worst goes before you, this thing can't be put out. No one out there can ever tell you, you can't do this or you can't have this. In fact, when other people do tell you you can't have it or you can't do it, all it does is, for those who have that burning desire, is reinforce that this is something I am going to be able to accomplish. And I will use your skepticism and I will use the doubt that you provide to motivate me even further. And I've always felt that in my life, that even when I lived in a home where there were a group of children, I was the one that always had a little bit of money jingling in my pockets, because I would sleep with the snow shovel at night when it would snow. And I'd wake myself up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I would take that snow shovel out and I would shovel the snow of all of the houses in the neighborhood without even asking anybody if they'd like it shoveled. And then I'd go back and knock on the door, and I was cute. I was a cute little kid. I had this blonde hair. I know that's hard to imagine. I've sent it all away now. And I would just stand there and say, I shoveled your snow for you. And sometimes I would get a nickel or a dime. I even got a quarter on a couple of occasions. That doesn't sound like much, but that was 1946, 47. That's equivalent to $6,000 in today's money, all right? And I can remember the other kids always saying, Wayne is the one that had money jingling in his pocket. And it wasn't because I had any special abilities that the others didn't have. It was because I had this thing called a burning desire to be able to have within me whatever I needed to be able to purchase the things that I wanted. And that burning desire has been something I've had with me, and it's why I put a program together just like this. Because I believe so strongly in the message of public television. I believe so strongly in the idea that we have a spiritual deficit in this country, and that we don't have an information deficit. There's plenty of that. But there's a deficit of spirit, a deficit that says there's not enough of us that feel connected to the highest and the greatest part of ourselves.